Our Honest Life is a minimally edited slice of life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Time to count myself in with my shitty Casio music. Welcome to Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy.
I'm Mercy.
There's Mercy. And I'm going to fade that out.
Woo, keyboard.
Courtesy of our 5-year-old son, Casio keyboard. Only the classiest.
The keyboard that I really wanted in the 80s and I never got.
My brother had one. My brother had a huge, it was humongous. Like, my brother was a short kid and he had a Casio keyboard that was taller than him, if like you stood it up. And I hijacked that thing. I think I played with it way more than he did. It was always in my room and we were using it to record on ancient old cassette tapes, like first version radio plays and things like that with my friends. And so that brings me full circle, I think. So
oh god, we're just doing the exact same thing. We just spent so much more money on it.
Well, this is the much more expensive version, I suppose. This is Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. And all it really is a married couple who speak about their lives.
Honestly. Really honestly.
Like, more honest than we would say to even our closest friends, usually, without alcohol or some other form of drug involved. To bring that level of honesty and reality out. So we're just going to talk about, you know, what we really think, what we really do. We'll tell you all the details of...
They're not always pleasant details.
No, sometimes it's gross. Occasionally, it's probably sexy. We'll talk about that sometimes. It'll be filthy. It'll be dirty. But it's weird. I always think of us as very, like if you were to meet us on the street, we're extremely... normal and boring. We're that nice, pleasant couple.
We're so honest about it. It's not salacious. We're not doing it to titillate. We're just like, yep, we don't have any filter. There's no shame.
All right.
We start this now.
Well, yeah. So, how should we start? What should we talk about first?
Okay, well, I mean, we could just go over what we did during the week, or we could pick a topic.
Oh, no, we're not picking a topic. We should just talk about what we did this week.
Yes.
What day do you want to start? Let's try and work the whole week out.
Yeah, sure. Is it starting on Sunday or Monday? Whatever calendar format you would go by.
Well, okay, so this is a Saturday, so you want a full week. You need to start last Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
What did we do last Sunday?
Well, we're already in trouble.
Oh, okay, I can't remember that.
So Sunday, typically, well, normally we like to go to the gym with the kids. Mm-hmm. There's a local Y in the area, and we typically take our children there. There's a play structure. They play. We take turns working out, and then we go for a swim. However, we did not go to the Y last weekend because we were very lazy. just didn't want to do it.
Did we just not do anything on Sunday?
Yeah, hold on. We might have done something, but it would have been...
Did we go out...
Oh, okay.
What did we do the day before?
The day before, we were out super late. It was one of our friends' birthdays.
Well, I remember Saturday night with crystal clarity.
Let's start with Saturday night. So Saturday night, now that we've remembered what we've done, is a friend of ours. It was her birthday. And we went to her birthday party at a restaurant. And what's the type of restaurant?
It's teppanyaki.
The Japanese style sit down. They cook right in front of you.
The ass grill.
Yeah, and we're big fans.
We love that place.
Yeah, You know, we do actually really like these friends. But if they were people that we didn't even really like, we would probably go if we got invited, just because we get to go to the restaurant.
I would go to anyone's birthday party for that restaurant. It's just an excuse to go. So we went and we started out just drinking sake because that's what we do when we go there. We drink sake.
Yeah, we're not big drinkers, but we do like hot sake for some reason. Yeah. Though saying we're not much for drinking, we did drink a fair bit that night.
Oh God, that was the most you than me drank. And
Mercy went to town. She drank everything she could get her hands on.
make that sound really dirty, and it was just, no, it was mostly those icy things.
So we went.
Yeah.
So the restaurant's not so interesting. I mean, it's a typical, you know, eating and all that. We had a good time, sure.
The food was good.
You had a couple drinks. I had just the sake at the at dinner.
I had a sake bomb.
Yeah, you had a sake bomb.
You're supposed to, it's a sort of shot of sake over a pint of beer or a glass of beer on chopsticks, and you're supposed to slam the table and yell something and then chug it because the chopsticks separate.
Yeah,
mine didn't, and I just kept slamming the table. But then there was another table that was also doing sake bombs, and like you witnessed like 5 fails where like somebody like spilled the drink all over themselves, the other person knocked it over completely. That was great.
Oh yeah, yeah, where we saw the bachelorette party.
Yes.
Yeah, they were trying to do it, and they were all really pathetic at it. They couldn't even finish their drinks. None of them could do it.
They were not ragers.
It was really sad.
But yes, so carrying on. So after the restaurant, we went back to our friend's house.
Yeah, the birthday girl and her husband. And we didn't have our children. They were staying overnight. One was at a birthday party, and the other was at a sleepover at Grandma and Grandpa's. But and it was just us and them. And we went out. They have a hot tub. We went to their hot tub.
It was ridiculously warm. Just the weather.
Yeah, we live in Canada up north where it's cold. We get crazy, ridiculous weathers, but really nice, beautiful summers. Mm-hmm. But it was abnormally warm. So it was actually above zero. There was still snow, but But anyways, we're in their outside hot tub. And then the girls had lots of drinks, and so they decided to take off their tops.
You act like we need to have the drinks first. Like, we took off our tops well in advance of being any sort of drunk.
No, you'd already had alcohol before you got there.
I wasn't, like, drunk, though.
You already had opened another drink, and we were, like, halfway through that. Anyways, they took off their tops, so. And then not long after that, the bottoms came off. But the guys, no, we keep our bathing suits on.
We don't.
Just sit there.
Boobs are great.
Yeah. So, from where I'm sitting, boobs are great.
Yeah. The best part.
Penis is just awkward looking.
It was like 1:30 in the morning, and they live in a development that doesn't get a lot of traffic. And at about 1:30 in the morning, this van comes down, and it just stopped right in the middle of the street. Like, it wasn't like off to the side. And it's not a parking lane. It was like right in the middle of a main street, and it just stopped there. And then the people in the van disappeared, and we could like occasionally see heads. And then we started throwing snowballs at the van.
Because we're children.
We're so bad. until they drove away.
Yeah. The best, not a single snowball actually landed on the van. It just got close once or twice.
They were really, really far away.
Yeah.
And I learned that if you get a snowball to the butt after you've been sitting in the hot tub, it's really cold.
Yeah, yeah. And so what else? What else happened that night? Not too much else. Every time I thought we were going to go, you actually reached over and grabbed another drink. That happened 3 times.
I think you
don't typically drink, so it was great.
I don't, because the last time that I got drunk there, like really drunk, we came home and I just got out of the car and I just threw up. And I was like, I don't remember drinking anything green, but it was bright green. And that was a lot. That was like 2 years ago, maybe? I don't know. Last year. Well, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I don't drink. We came home and we watched Star Wars Rebels. And we ate a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And we drank a bunch of water.
Yeah. And then we had sex.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember much about it. It wasn't typically overly dirty or anything like that.
No. It was.
Did I say anything dirty, weird, or anything like that? Those things I like to throw out to get you excited.
Every now and then it just doesn't land.
No, sometimes it doesn't land at all. That's the best.
You just get the stare eyes where I'm like, I don't know what to say to make that sexy, and it's just killing it.
Who says that more often? Is that you or is it me?
Oh. It's so you try to be sexy and you say the sexy thing, but sometimes I'm just not feeling it.
Well, yeah.
But I try to be funny.
Oh, well,
and I
funny.
Like give you scenarios and you just should probably put a hand over my mouth, and you do sometimes. You're just like, shut up.
Well, no, I love to laugh so much, but it takes over my entire mental processes and everything. There's no way I can maintain an erection after I start laughing. Like, it starts to go every chuckle. You can feel me deflate a little bit with every single one.
I remember that one time where we were like super, super high and we were trying to have sex probably for 2 hours, where we'd have sex and we would just, we would say something and just start laughing hysterically. And then it would be like a good 10 minutes of like laughter, trying to regain composure, trying to have sex again, more laughter. It was just not happening.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, then to Sunday. So Sunday we got up.
Oh yeah, and there were no kids.
Yeah. So we picked up.
We slept on the couch and we woke up with my with my cell phone going off at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sleep on the couch on the weekends. We bought a really wide and low IKEA couch with a ton of pillows, like a shit ton of pillows on it. And on the weekends, we just throw a bunch of blankets on it, like bachelors or college kids, and we just sleep on the couch. And one time we made a nest out of pillows from the couch on the floor, and we watched a review for Eraserhead, because that's the type of stuff that we do at night. Sunday. So we picked up the oldest child. Oh, we didn't eat anything. So we picked up our daughter. We drove to get our son. What did we do after that?
After we picked them up?
Mm-hmm.
There was an Egg McMuffin in the middle there, but that's not really that important.
Oh yeah, that was a good Egg McMuffin. I remember the Egg McMuffin.
Apparently. Intensely.
Was that the day we had like a crazy amount of fog and we were driving back on the highway and it was like white?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was cool. That was a nice drive. And you were like, oh, this is freaky. And I'm like, actually, no, it's fine. I can see the road and the car is coming.
Yeah, we live out on the prairies, where there's literally nothing around for just kilometers and kilometers. And when it was all foggy, it was like it was just a blank wall of nothingness. Couldn't see anything. I think we debated whether or not we should go to the gym, because our plan was to go to the gym, but both of us had low-grade headaches and just weren't feeling it. Or maybe I just had a low-grade
headache. Oh yeah, you had a headache. No, I was just tired because it was such a late night.
I didn't think I had a headache at first, and then it started showing up, and I was like, oh, damn it. So we stayed home.
All right, great. Let's not recap the boring details. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, guess what? We had dinner at some point, folks. Fascinating.
Yeah.
It was a salmon with no, it wasn't, and no one cares.
I was going to talk about how we're trying to eat more vegetables.
Well, we can talk about that later. That's like there's at least a thought behind that, not just like
this is what I ate today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Monday I think was uneventful.
Well, I went to work.
Yeah.
Kids went to school.
I worked on my book, and that was pretty much it. Tuesday.
Oh, I think now we might just go Monday to Friday, and you'll be like, it was a regular day. It was a regular day. It was a regular day.
Yeah, it's not like 3 weeks ago where like my grandma died in the middle of the week, and it just took over the whole week.
Yeah,
as that happens, where it was very unexpected and all of a sudden, everything was out of the ordinary. Where this week, nothing happened. So yeah, the week went by uneventfully. We played our role-playing game with our gaming group.
Yeah, well, I had my other gaming night on Wednesday, so I play with another group.
Promiscuous gamer.
Yeah, when we say gaming, that's like, I guess, like role-playing games and stuff like that.
Pen and paper, tabletop, RPGs.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been playing role-playing games, like, forever. Like, the entire time we've been together.
Yep. I was so honored that you would let me play in your game when we first started dating. I was like...
Honored?
Oh, my God.
What I've been chosen? Me?
It was like being me? Inducted into a nerd cabal. I was so impressed. It's like, oh, my God. Because I wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons forever. And I didn't know anyone who played.
Didn't your brother play with his friends once or something like that?
We, on a trip to Ontario to see my aunt, my uncle gave me like a stack of probably 5 like original second edition Dungeons and Dragons, like sort like books, like Monster Manual, Dungeon Master's Guide. So it was never like, Mercy, do you want to play these? It was, Mercy, give these books to your brother. It was just, I like read the books and then they were taken away and I never saw them again, which sucked because they had all the good art.
This is sad and depressing.
I was a sad and depressing child.
You showed up and I was like, hey, want to play Dungeons and Dragons with me? And you're like, oh, finally, my chance.
I've been waiting my whole life.
Someone will let me play Dungeons and Dragons, not like my shitty uncle.
Only certain people get to play Dungeons and Dragons, the cool kids. That's what I believed.
All right. Great. Yes. Yeah, I was that cool, badass dungeon master. Yeah. Wear sunglasses and like...
I was like, wow, this leather guy jacket. Is impressive.
I don't think I wore any of that. I was wearing... Was I still wearing suspenders at that point? No.
No, it was right after your suspender stage. You were wearing that
brown... My suspenders and my vest phase.
Oh, yeah. I missed that. With your long hair.
Yeah.
You were in the... You had a brown windbreakery zip-up jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I love that jacket. That was great. And your hair was a lot longer in the back, and it was all curly.
That's because I didn't like to get haircuts.
Yeah. Oh, you're such a rebel.
Whereas now I get a haircut like clockwork every month.
Every time it's like 3 weeks go by, I'm like, he is due for a haircut soon.
Actually, it's not true. I always like getting haircuts. I just usually like, it was like, oh, do I spend the $20 on going to the bar or getting a haircut? Oh, the bar. Yeah.
It was
because I needed to listen to my British pop music.
And, it was the late 90s.
Dance the Night Away.
And all the boys looked like that anyways. So it's not like anyone was getting on your case about it. Yeah, so we played our game. And then on Friday night, did we do anything? We were going to go to the gym, but we didn't. This happens a lot. We always plan, we are going to go to the gym. And then we just don't.
We'll have a segment devoted to... Why didn't you go to the gym this week?
I was tired. I had a headache.
Now, that being said, we went to the gym today.
Yeah, we do. We try
to. Yay, us.
At least once a week.
Triumphed.
And that's because I just feel bad if we go fewer times because we pay for the membership.
Yeah. Gotta work your fat ass off.
Yeah. No, I have to fatten my ass
off. Oh, right. That's what it is. This is... I got it the other way around. Yeah.
The ass has to get bigger. Otherwise, it's just not working. Friday night. What did we do?
This, like, yesterday?
It's Saturday today. We have a whole another day of the weekend. That's great.
Yeah, and then you have that realization. I haven't even reached the halfway point. So,
that's fantastic.
Yesterday, what did we do? So you guys picked me up from work. We originally talked about going to the gym, but that didn't happen. We came home. I played Destiny with our son.
Yeah, and then our daughter's friend from down the lane came over.
Oh, okay, let's talk about that. There we go. So, our daughter, she is, she's only 8, and so she's in grade 3, and there's this girl in the neighborhood who is 4 years older than her in grade 7, and she's weird. I don't know how to describe it, really. She really likes our food. She eats a lot of our food, and that's concerning some days, because I worry, like, oh, do her parents feed her? I'm sure she's fine, but it's not like she's over here all the time begging for food. It's just when she does show up, boy, if we have anything or we're having dinner, she sure wants in on it, and she doesn't want to leave.
She's a nice kid. I just feel awkward around any children without their parents.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So she comes over and she's just casually remarks, oh, I'm moving tomorrow or something like that. And we're like, oh, how come? And, you know, she's like, I'm moving in with my grandma. My parents are getting a divorce. And we're like, oh.
I felt really bad. I didn't know what I should do at that point. And I was like, that is really sad to hear. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was awkward.
But I feel bad, because, you know, when I was 13 and my parents were getting a divorce, I don't know how I would have wanted an adult to talk to me about it. I didn't want anyone to talk to me about it. I was just mad.
Well, she said shortly afterwards, like, that it was no big deal or something like that, or it was okay. I forget exactly what the wording was.
I had thought they were already split up.
Well, maybe they kind of were. Maybe they just made it official. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, this little girl comes over. She drives me crazy normally, but felt bad for her yesterday. So that was
They moved.
Yeah, I was like, you're the most annoying child in the world. My parents are getting a divorce. Fuck. Oh, well, all right. No, I'll be nice now.
I can't be a huge dick. I will tolerate your presence. And then they just all watched videos on YouTube. I don't understand any of the videos they watch. They have their weird own children's videos, and 8-year-olds want to watch other 8-year-olds talk about 8-year-old stuff.
Well, I guess so. I mean, I watch other, 30 to 40-year-old somethings on YouTube talk about stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's no different.
I guess. It's peer groups.
Yeah. The stuff they're into is stupid compared to the stuff I like, which is wonderful. I'm going to go turn on my Star Wars YouTube show. Hey, Collider, what's up? What's on the Jedi Council this week?
Stop name dropping.
Fascinating.
Friday, and then, 9 o'clock.
I too believe you. I want to do an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. What? Yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know if I want an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. The kids eventually, we sent the friend home. We put the kids to bed, read them their story, did the whole toothbrushing thing, because we're responsible parents. Somehow, we did that. And then we play Destiny.
Oh, no, I was playing Shadow Complex.
Oh, yeah. You played Shadow Complex.
Oh, I played a lot of Shadow Complex.
You played so much.
Look, it's like Metroid and Castlevania. Just two of my favorite games, and I'd never played it before, and it was always been on my video game bucket list, and I finally had my chance.
When I asked you how it was...
And I was going to turn it off because, I'd been playing it for about, an hour and a bit, and all of a sudden I got, a major suit upgrade, and suddenly I looked cool, and I was like, nope, forget this, I'm in.
Run around. Yeah, I asked you how it was, and you were like, it is fantastic. And usually you're like, it's okay, or it's pretty good. But you were like, you had such conviction in your voice. It was great.
Well, yeah. When I like something, I like it. But it's got to be specific.
I was glad you found something you liked. Yeah, so you played Shadow Complex. I ran around on Destiny and farmed Relic Iron. And then when we turned the games off, we talked about podcasting. And then we decided to do it later. Because it was late.
You're just doing that's great. That's great recall. Oh, but let me tell you.
I honestly can't remember.
I think you must have smoked some pot at some point in there.
No, I didn't.
Last night. And
I forgot that too. No, I just have a bad memory because we probably watched something. And then today we went to the gym, worked out, and some guy got escorted out of the gym by police.
Oh yeah, the police showed up and escorted some guy out. But it was the most casual escort out ever.
It was so Canadian. It was two. It was two officers, and in Canada they wear these big ass puffy, RCMP jackets. So it's just these guys wearing the officer pants with the stripe up the side and these big ass puffy jackets wandering through the gym, and they just they're like, "Come on, son," and this guy who looked like just some college kid just followed him out, and then everyone behind me, I could hear them whispering about it, and it was weird. Never seen that happen.
Scandalous.
Yeah, I was like, and then I'm like, he probably parked in the wrong spot outside. I don't know. They're just enforcing the don't park outside rule.
So Canadian. Mm-hmm. Come on, son. Come move your pickup.
And now we are doing this.
Well, we put the kids to bed, but yes. Here, I'll do the rest of the play-by-play for you. We read them some Harry Potter. Working our way through the first book. And, and then our daughter was supposed to be at a sleepover, and we had to go pick her up. She wussed out at
She didn't.
Yes, Mom, go on. Defend your child who wussed out at the sleepover.
Look, there was a lot of people there, and there was a lot of commotion happening, and I wouldn't want to be there either, so I understand. Sometimes you just have enough of people. And she just wanted to come home, and that's fine.
All right.
Yes. I came home from so many sleepovers as kids, with family members. One time, I cried so hard that my aunt drove from out in the country. We were 2 hours out of the city, and she, drove me halfway, to the city, and then my mom...
Oh, jeez. Well, our daughter takes after you, because I was the sleepover king. I had a sleepover going every, weekend, usually multiple nights, Friday and Saturday. Started with just one friend, and it would start at my place, and then sometimes at his, and then it grew to eventually we had an entourage that was staying at either his place or my place. We never stayed at anyone else's place except on, special occasions, their birthdays or something.
You were the firstborn, though. I was the last kid, and by the last kid, the parents are like, fuck no, no one's having any sleepovers. You're just staying at home doing nothing. I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers. I wasn't allowed to, like, go to other people's houses for sleepovers because they were all middle or, like, last children, too. The parents just had enough of it. They were like, no, no one's doing anything.
Yeah, well, your parents were lame. My
they
parents.
Were.
Yeah, my mom, like, was totally supportive. And, I think it was good, though, because I don't know that she had tons of time to always spend with me and entertain me, and this way there was always somebody. And we, you know, we were good kids. We kept to ourselves. We played lots of video games or with our toys. And then as we got older, you know, it was always we were going to movies or started playing, like, Dungeons & Dragons or Shadowrun or Vampire, all those other, you know, role-playing games.
Oh, but she supported, like, healthy socialization.
Well, yeah, except she hated role-playing. Oh, God.
What? How, like, what exactly did she hate about it? Was it, like, the devil's tool?
I think she saw that Tom Hanks movie. That made-for-TV Tom Hanks movie, what,
oh
Mazes
God.
And Monsters?
Oh my God, we
And, like,
that.
She thought, like, you know, it was going to corrupt us, and she thought it was real. She thought that some kids had actually, like killed their professor in some tunnels somewhere to gain
God.
His experience and wealth or something like that. So, yeah, she thought it was going to melt my brain and convert me to the devil, which is funny because she didn't believe in the devil, but then maybe she did. Who knows? Those are all conversations for another day. Mm-hmm. So, I was the sleepover king, and I had them all the time, and I, like, you know, thrived on them. So, I guess I had a very social, like, lifestyle on the weekend, and then I was, like, you know, good little nerd kid at school during the week. Well, our daughter's more you than me in that regard, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Oh, man. She's gonna hit the fan when she's 13.
I'll have a front row seat.
Yeah, that was the beginning of a really, really long ride.
A long ride.
It's just...
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think your parents got divorced at that point.
They did, and I was dealing with a lot of anger, and.
And new hormones. And...
Oh God, yeah, hormones and anger, and I don't know. I'm pretty sure I've told you this before, but like, so, the way that my parents. Told us that they were getting divorced was my mom called us all into the living room and she sat us down, so me and my brother and sister, and she was like, your father and I have been working on our marriage for a while and we have decided that it's just not working anymore, and she gave us some speech about how they were going to separate, and she like already had an apartment like picked out and she had like signed the lease for it. And
well,
my
it's
dad...
typical, you're being told once it's it's happening for sure, right?
Yeah.
So
my
dad
was in the basement working in his workshop because that's how he deals with things. And
just hammers things.
Yeah.
He just goes down into the earth and hammers a little bit. Is
like,
he a dwarf or
he
something?
He is a dwarf.
Okay.
He's mining for gold. But yeah, so they not only did they like
Tinkersmith.
Did they tell us in just kind of like a really
I make
blunt
things of
way.
Tin.
So they just kind of dropped that. I mean, I don't know how you tell somebody in a like a way that is good, but so she dropped that on us, and then the next week I was flying away from military camp for the whole summer. So I literally found out they were getting divorced and then I left the province. I flew two provinces over and I was at military camp and I was just an angry 13-year-old, and that summer was just
so wait a minute, you were militant at military camp?
I was just angry, and I mean it's probably good that I was there, otherwise I don't know what I would have done that summer. I would have broken a lot of windows or something. But I came back from military camp and I like lived in a new place, so there wasn't a lot of transition period. There was so much rage there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Somber. Well,
yeah.
Just angry. Yeah, my parents got divorced when I was 3, so you know I never really I have a handful of memories of them together, just a handful, and I have no idea how it really went down at that time. You know, I learned later on in life how that went down, but and that was shocking. Those are fun revelations when your mom's in her deathbed. You know, well, she didn't die that time, but she was in and out of hospitals for a bit there, and that was one of the times where she thought she was gonna go. And so she's like, here's truth bombs. And I'm like, oh, great. I had always been told my parents split because they just weren't right for each other and it was the wrong time for them in their life. And then you find out, no, your father started sleeping with, you know, your mom's sister, her younger younger sister, while she was out, like, staying with us for a time. And so mom just packed up the car with us and left or whatever. And then my dad was basically on his knees, repentant, trying to get my mother back for, I think, the next 10 years. That seemed to be the way that kind of went. But they always still got along after that. They stayed friends.
Well, your mom never held grudges.
Well, no, she was a little bit.
Yeah, there was always people that, like, should have had grudges held against them, but... Yeah.
Well, anyways, that was more or less a rundown of our last week. It just gives you...
our lives.
Well, a little bit. Gives you a bit of a feel for us, but, you know, in future podcasts, I think we'll, you know, if something interesting happens that week, we'll talk about it. But we'll probably pick a topic to just, you know, go over, like, you know... like even something as silly as bathroom routines, but I bet you it's a lot more interesting than you think. Oh yeah, I got a lot of stuff to talk about there.
You sound like you have something planned.
Oh, I do. And things happen to me in bathrooms for some reason. I've got a lot of stories about me and in bathrooms throughout
bathrooms.
The ages. Yeah. And there's some funny shit, but you know, nothing scary. Well, not too scary. A little weird. A little bit of an alien abduction one time. No.
We have some shared bathroom stories, which are kind of interesting.
Well, those ones are probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.